Dear Cheap Astronomy, how would you design a spacecraft? Here at Cheap Astronomy, we'd use recycled materials, outsourced labour, and lots of cut corners. Seriously though, if we're talking about a crewed spacecraft, one of the first things to think about is gravity. Most science fiction spacecraft have approximately 1G of gravity in all their crewed areas, which is rarely explained. Discovery 1 from 2001 A Space Odyssey had a rotating crewed compartment, as did the Hermes in The Martian. This may be the best solution, although a cheaper solution would be to have an onboard centrifuge that you could just hop into for a couple of hours a day, watching movies or something, while the centrifuge readjusts the distribution of body fluids, as well as toning your muscles and skeleton. Whatever method you go with, it would still make sense to build your spacecraft with its cabin floors orientated perpendicular to the spaceship's main direction of travel, so any acceleration it undergoes generates some useful artificial gravity rather than pressing the crew up against a wall. Another thing about science fiction spacecraft is that they're pressurized from nose to tail, so humans can access every part of the ship. In reality, to minimize the risk of decompression and also to minimize mass, the only pressurized crewed areas in the ship would be a small number of cabins with sealable doors. Maintaining those pressurized areas needs pumps and filters, which add mass, and the gas itself has mass. So you wouldn't bother with a pressurized hangar bay or pressurized Jeffrey tubes to access other parts of the ship. If there's maintenance required, you either put on a spacesuit or you send a robot. Indeed, part of any good spacecraft design will be good robots. They could be telepresence units, which you would drive from a distance with a headset and hand controls, or they could be autonomous robots that just do standard tasks, or they could be both. Most science fiction spacecraft also maneuver implausibly in a vacuum. If you just have one main drive engine at the rear of your spacecraft, it's a bit unclear what controls pilots could be fiddling with to manage all those sharp turns and loop-the-loops you see in the movies. In reality, you'll need lateral thrusters, probably in the nose of your craft, to balance the work of the main engine at the rear, a bit like the space shuttle orbiters. But the aerodynamic form of space shuttle orbiters, with delta wings and a vertical tail fin, are completely pointless features in a vacuum. They're just there so the orbiter can land aerodynamically back on Earth. If a spacecraft is built just for deep space travel, streamlining is unnecessary, although the spacecraft would probably still be long and thin to maximize the distance between the crewed section at the front and the main drive at the back, which would be generating a lot of heat and probably radiation. The structural framework of the spacecraft would need to be both strong and flexible to manage the forces of acceleration as well as temperature changes that occur when flying within stellar systems. Beyond all that, you might think it's a long way down the road to the chemists, but that's just peanuts to space. So if you want to get anywhere, you need speed and lots of it. So you need to minimize mass and maximize your ability to increase speed, or in rocket terminology, your delta V. If we assume warp drive and hyperspace are out of the question, and yes, they are out of the question, then you'll have to fly through real space. If you had a main engine that could maintain a constant 1G of acceleration, that would be great for generating artificial gravity in the ship, and with that kind of acceleration, you could theoretically get from Earth to Mars in a bit over a day. And if you kept going, you would start approaching light speed in about a year, but at that speed you'd also risk destroying your ship through just colliding with a dust grain. But if we did have an imaginary drive system that could generate a sustained 1G of acceleration, the good ship Cheap Astro would accelerate up to a speed that was as fast as was safe, and then switch the engines off to just coast at that speed constantly until, as the destination approached, the ship would be turned around, once again firing up its main engine to decelerate. So there'd be periods of artificial gravity each side of the trip, and during the cruise phase, you would either rotate the cabins or use those personal centrifuges. Piece of cake, really.